We are going to bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com as the Packers look to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock, the coverage on K107.1 and 325, the kickoff, again, right here on K107.1 on your FM radio dial. Brian, here we are, another week. Is Rodgers going to play? Is he not going to play? It sounds like he is, and then it sounds like he's not, and then it sounds like he might, and it sounds like there's no way. Mike McCarthy going to talk, I think, later today. Where do we stand right now?
I wish I had an answer for you. It's been like this for weeks, kind of this is he, isn't he kind of situation where you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to play or not. I thought last week it kind of felt like there was a good chance that maybe he would play. He was taking reps with the first team in practice, and that kind of felt to me that, oh, okay, they're getting him ready, prepared to play against the Cowboys, and then it didn't happen. And then this week, it's kind of, you're getting the opposite sensation where they're almost resigned to Matt Flynn starting. And I don't know, maybe they're trying to take the Pittsburgh Steelers by surprise, giving them the feeling that Aaron Rodgers won't play, and then maybe he will. I wish I had an answer for you. For me, it's a coin flip. I'm getting the feeling he isn't going to play, but maybe the Packers surprise us all.
And it's a big difference. I mean, I was getting just berated, again, on Twitter and even with my friends about Matt Flynn having such a great performance on Sunday. I rewatched the game a little bit last night. He's still not a quarterback that's going to throw more than 15 yards down the field a lot. Rodgers is going to get you some more distance down the field. He's more mobile. Obviously, he's a better quarterback. He's perhaps the best in the league, but Matt Flynn looks very comfortable now, looks like he can run this offense, and even though there was that stinker of the game against Detroit, I have some confidence in Matt Flynn. I'm not sure if I have enough, though, that he can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that's really just a couple of plays away from riding a six-game winning streak, a team that may want some Super Bowl revenge against the Green Bay Packers, a team that's still in it, although not quite, but a team that's going to come and give you their best. I don't see this being an easy game. A lot of Packer fans already thinking Packers-Bears, you know, flex Sunday Night Football. We have a game this weekend, Brian, and I'm very concerned about our chances.
Matt Flynn, what he needs to do is come out and play good from the get-go. It seems like every game, the past three games here against the Lions, the Falcons, the Cowboys, he's stinks in the first half, and then, well, I mean, he played a poor game all around against Detroit, but then you saw against Atlanta, against the Cowboys, the last two games, he turns it around in the second half and directs them to comeback victories. Now they need a complete game from Matt Flynn. It would certainly behoove the Packers not have to play come-from-behind football every game. So if he can come out, get on the same page with his wide receivers right away, you know, again, not having to be the hero, at least in the first half, just keep them in contention and hopefully put a few points on the board in the first half, then it's not going to seem so dire in the second half, and they can rely on Eddie Lacy a little more.
Are you concerned at all about this team? Because they're kind of doing one of two things this week. One, I hope they're not looking ahead to a showdown with Chicago. That's more of a thing that the fans are doing. But I've heard a lot from the players, even as recently as yesterday, on Thursday afternoon, still talking about that win against Dallas. At some point, don't you have to say, okay, let's focus our attention on Pittsburgh?
I guess I can see where you're coming from. You know, to an extent, it's probably a lot coming from the players after being asked about it by a reporter. So I don't think they're going to, you know, decline and you know, an opportunity to talk about it if asked. So But you can't put the cart ahead of the horse. You know, they need to win this week. These playoff situations are convoluted. You know, technically the Packers still could maybe make the playoffs if they lose and the Lions lose and the Bears lose, and then it all comes down to next week. But, you know, you can't take that mindset, obviously. You have to hope to win this week and just take care of business and win both weeks, win this week and next week, and it certainly is a much easier path to the playoffs if the Packers beat the Steelers. So I think that's what they have to look forward to.
One of the things I jokingly said when when Rodgers was hurt with you was, okay, well, Rodgers is hurt and Flynn's going to be in, or Wallace or Tolzien or whatever. With Rodgers, we were going to go, you know, 10-6, 11-5, maybe even 12-4. That was a given. But I said, well, he's hurt now. At least this year is going to be a little more fun. It's going to be a little more exciting. We're not going to have everything as a given this year. And what a heart-inducing. I mean, this has been a crazy, crazy year, and I never thought talking to you. There were weeks where we were talking as if we were giving a eulogy on this season, Brian, and here we are in control of our destiny. I mean, how did we get here? Did you ever think we'd come back to this point without Rodgers?
It is remarkable what the Packers have done this season without Rodgers. They go on that five-game winless streak, and things weren't looking good as long as, you know, Aaron Rodgers remained out. But, you know, Matt Flynn has come to rescue this team a bit. And, you know, it's relied a lot on Eddie Lacy and how well he's played this season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's put himself in Rookie of the Year contention and Pro Bowl contention. Not enough can be said about him. And you know, they're kind of predicting this week, you know, maybe a snowstorm during the game on Sunday, 6+ inches. I mean, if that comes during the game, and kind of depending on what kind of snow it is, if it's accompanied by wind or if it's real wet, I mean, you could really be looking at Eddie Lacy getting a heavy workload.
I'm having a hard time coming up with a prediction for this game. The only thing that I can predict with certainty is there's going to be a lot of tweets and Facebook posts in the first half that say, fire Dom Capers tomorrow, and then they'll all be erased again and deleted in the second half. Do you have any gut feeling, any prediction for this game? Rain, snow, sleet? Give me some numbers.
It is tough to come up with a prediction for this game because we don't know what's going to happen with the weather. We don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I would certainly feel a whole lot better about picking a Packers victory with Rodgers in the game. Without knowing any of these things, I'm going to predict the Packers victory. Seeing as they're at home, they have so much on the line. You know, I guess that's what's, you know, the home field advantage is what's doing it for me, but I'm not confident in my prediction at all. Anything could happen at this point, but we'll say 24-21 Packers.
There you go, Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you about the game on Monday.
All right, hopefully we're talking about a victory. See you then.
See you then, Brian.